Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Justin Shepherd, a senior economist with Farm Credit Canada. Thanks for joining us today, Justin.
Thanks very much for having me, Bruce.
Farm Credit Canada has released its 2026 hog outlook. First of all, recapping 2025, what were the highlights? How did 2025 compare with the past few years? And what were the key factors?
Yeah, 2025 ended up being a pretty good year for the hog industry in Canada and North America in general. That was partially from pretty strong pricing and lower feed costs as well, especially relative to the last few years. So when we look at strong prices, that's being supported by other competing proteins, whether it's beef or chicken as well, that pork and then ultimately hogs are well supported based on the demand for meat in general, but also some of its substitute meats are also going up in cost and making pork rather appealing for the consumer at the grocery store.
What are the expectations for 2026, and what are the main factors that can be expected to play a role moving through the rest of 2026?
Yeah, we would expect 2026 to be similar to last year. We're continuing to see a large crop or a grain and oilseed supply in the world, so that's going to keep a lid on pricing for the most part for feed grains. So that's helpful on the feeding side. When we look at the pricing, we continue to see strong hog futures, and a lot of that, again, is supported by strong beef prices on a small beef herd in North America. And ultimately, then at the grocery store, we continue to see pork be an affordable option for consumers. One of the main factors that we're tracking right now is disease spread, and that's really going to play a key part in how producers fare this year. So there's strong margin opportunities provided they have good biosecurity, and to be honest, they have a little bit of luck in keeping disease out of their barn. But there will be strong margin opportunities for some of those producers who are able to maintain production throughout the year.
To what extent are disease issues influencing the profitability of Canadian hog producers, and why? And just how significant is that influence?
Yeah, it's a big deal when we look at what's happening in both the United States as well as Canada right now. There are these diseases are limiting right now in Ontario, for example. PED is creating some real issues. January was their highest outbreak month since they started recording the data over a decade ago. So we're seeing outbreaks both in the United States and Canada. So that's containing or constraining supplies of finished hogs that are able to go to market. So it's really disease holding back supplies and then creating good pricing opportunities for those producers who are able to produce.
You touched on this a bit. How are input costs expected to factor in 2026? And how are input costs expected to compare with previous years? And what are the factors?
Yeah, 2026, we expect feed costs to be similar to last year, if not down a little bit, just depending on the commodity. But again, we have large global supplies of grains and oilseeds, so that's keeping those prices under lock. And that's the main cost for producing hogs that we're really tracking. There's other costs that are probably going up slightly, but feed makes the majority of the cost of production. So we are seeing lower levels, which is positive for supporting margins in the industry.
What influence will consumer demand for pork, both globally and within North America, likely have? And what are the factors influencing pork demand?
Yeah, so in North America, consumers, we've started to see, start to consume more pork. 2025 in Canada, we saw reach a low point. And then by the end of the year, we're starting to see consumers choose pork more often in grocery stores. There's going to be multiple factors why that occurs, but definitely a reason is why when they look and they see competing proteins, beef or chicken, and pork has seen lower price inflation over the last 3 or 4 years and comes out pretty well on a dollar per kilogram basis. So produce so consumers are seeing that, and they really value those lower priced options. From a global perspective and how that impacts Canadian pork demand, it really comes down to trade access and having the ability to ship pork freely, both to places like the United States, but also when we look at China continuing to have a 25% tariff on Canadian pork, that remains a bit of an irritant for the industry as to where they send some of their cuts. And getting that resolved in the future will definitely help.
What are we seeing in terms of both the supply and availability of the various meats?
Well, ultimately, for Canadian consumers, we're very fortunate that we will continue to see all these meats on the shelf, and we will have choice of what we would like to eat that night or that weekend. It's also seasonal a little bit, where barbecue season, we tend to see some uptick in certain cuts of beef as well as pork. And then year round, the other meats, whether it's chicken, are always there for consumers to choose from. And then it just comes down to pricing options, and then what do consumers feel like consuming that day, because they really do have the choice.
How may this global trade uncertainty influence the overall outlook?
Yeah, trade uncertainty has definitely been in the news a lot lately. It continues to, when we look at the year ahead, the next few months, it looks like things are, we know the trade environment of what we're going to be dealing with. The CUSMA renegotiations that are supposed to come up in the middle of the year will definitely have an impact throughout the rest of 2026. But until anything changes, we continue to have free trade with the United States. And then producers can rely on that market. The other uncertainty right now is voluntary country of origin labeling. That came into effect January 1st of this year. So far, we haven't noticed any large changes on demand or impact on a sector like the hog industry, but it is something to watch for, especially at some point when the United States gets their disease issues under control and they're able to produce the amount of hogs that they would like to. At that moment, does that policy become a bigger deal than it is today?
What do pork producers need to be keeping in mind moving through 2026 and why?
Well, I think right now the market is quite favorable, and it's nice to see that there's some good margin opportunities for pork producers, so that there is a positive vibe that there are opportunities to have a good year. But again, it comes down to having good biosecurity, have some luck on your side that you're able to produce through it, and that even if there are some short-term or medium-term disease pressures, that there will continue to be good pricing opportunities through the rest of the year, and that and that really we're trying to find that positive story, that when we look at a margin perspective, there are positive aspects to it, but we understand the impact that disease has on both the livestock and then on the people managing those herds.
How can anyone interested access the 2026 Hog Outlook or get more information?
Yeah, if you just go to the internet and search for FCC 2026 Hog Outlook, it will be the first link. FCC Economics, we write blogs nearly every week of the year. So if you go to that website, you're always going to find our latest and our take on where we see industries moving in Canada.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I'm hopeful that that hog producers do find that positivity in the challenging winter days where disease is front of mind, but that we can have a strong 2026 year following up on last.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Justin Shepherd, a senior economist with Farm Credit Canada. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochrane.